We're supposed to be the most connected, most educated, most opportunity-rich generation in history. We can learn any skill on YouTube, start a business from our bedroom, and theoretically pursue any career path we want. So why are we more afraid of having jobs than any generation before us? The unemployment rate for people our age hit 8.3% this year. 4 in 10 of us are ready to quit our jobs and survive on unemployment benefits instead. That's not laziness. That's terror. That's a collective recognition that something is fundamentally broken about how work is supposed to function in our lives. Let me introduce you to jobophobia, the fear of having a job. It's not an official diagnosis, but it perfectly captures what so many of us are experiencing. It's that knot in your stomach when you open LinkedIn. It's the way you procrastinate on applications for jobs you're not even sure you want. It's the panic that sets in when you think about spending 40 hours a week doing something that feels meaningless, while pretending to be grateful for the opportunity. We grew up watching millennials graduate into the 2008 recession with their expensive degrees, watching them struggle to afford apartments their parents bought easily, watching them hustle themselves into burnout while being told they just weren't working hard enough. We saw the follow your passion narrative lead to a generation of overqualified baristas drowning in student debt. But our fear goes deeper than economic anxiety. We're afraid of what jobs today actually demand from us. It's not just your time they want, it's your entire identity, your personal brand, your authentic self, commodified and optimized for maximum productivity. Your hobby becomes a side hustle, your vacation photos become content. We're the generation that grew up with productivity culture. We've seen the morning routine videos, the optimization podcasts, the hustle mentality that treats every waking moment as an opportunity to improve yourself. We've watched people turn themselves into their own surveillance systems, tracking everything from their sleep, to their mood, to their steps, always finding themselves falling short. We're entering the workforce already anxious, already aware of our mental health needs, and already skeptical of systems that seem designed to make us miserable. We've been taught to recognize red flags, to set boundaries, to prioritize our well-being. Then we enter a job market that treats these qualities as weaknesses. The jobophobia isn't irrational when you look at what we're actually facing. Entry-level jobs that require 3 years of experience. Internships that are unpaid, but somehow also competitive enough that you need connections to get them. Salaries that haven't kept up with the cost of housing, education, or healthcare. We're afraid that we'll lose ourselves to jobs that demand everything and give nothing back. We've seen what happens when work becomes your identity. We've watched people sacrifice their relationships, their health, their creativity, their joy for jobs that could eliminate their position in the next round of budget cuts. Most of us are terrified of becoming the auto-exploiting employee, the person who internalizes all the pressure, who carries their own stress around like a badge of honor, who optimizes themselves so completely that they forget what they actually want from life. What's interesting is that our fear might be pointing towards something important. When we say we'd rather survive on unemployment than take a job that destroys our mental health, we're making a statement about what we think human life is worth. We're saying that some things are more valuable than money, that psychological well-being matters, that life is too short to spend it optimizing yourself for systems that don't care about your humanity. The jobophobia generation might actually be onto something. We're collectively recognizing that the way work is currently structured is unsustainable. We're refusing to accept that burnout is inevitable, that anxiety is normal, that sacrificing your mental health is just part of being an adult. Maybe our jobophobia is actually a form of wisdom. Maybe our reluctance to enter systems that seem designed to extract everything from us while giving little back is a healthy response to an unhealthy situation. Maybe our demand for work that actually makes sense, that aligns with our values, that doesn't destroy our mental health, is exactly what the world needs right now. When we're afraid of having jobs, we're not being entitled. We're recognizing that work, as it currently exists, often fails to provide the things that make life worth living. Connection, purpose, creativity, balance. We're saying that we want something better, not just for ourselves, but for everyone who comes after us. The fear of having a job might be the first step toward creating jobs worth having. Our generation's reluctance to accept the status quo might be exactly what's needed to change it. The jobophobia isn't the problem. It's pointing us toward the solution. So maybe instead of trying to cure our fear of work, we should listen to what it's trying to tell us. Maybe it's not us that needs to change. Maybe it's work itself.